Last week, a court in Dallas exonerated a 50-year-old man who'd been wrongly convicted of raping a young boy 24 years ago. It was the 12th DNA exoneration in Dallas since 1989, when courts first began allowing the use of DNA in such cases. Texas now holds the record for exonerations using DNA, but Keith Finley of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says exonerations are holding steady in other parts of the country too, contrary to what he and others expected.
Pretty much all observers of the innocence movement have been predicting that we just simply run out of those previously undiscovered innocent people for whom there still is biological evidence that can be DNA tested to prove their innocence. But surprisingly, we really haven't seen that.
Finley says one of the reasons the exoneration rate continues to rise is that DNA testing technology has improved. He says that's especially true of rape cases where there's a mix of both male and female DNA.
There are some tests out there that we're starting to use with more frequency now that can separate those two samples and tell us what part came from the man and what came from the woman, so you can get more discriminating results, whereas previously it might have presented sort of as a bit of a confused mess.
Finley says that means that some people who tried unsuccessfully to use DNA to prove their innocence in the past can now have that evidence tested again with more reliable results, and that sometimes leads to their release. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.